Thy paths. with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray.
Stir up, we beseech thee, thy power, O Lord, and come, that by thy protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by thy mighty deliverance, who livest and reignest with thee, with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Confessional reading this morning, as the head of a family should teach them in a simple way to his household, Luther's small catechism, today the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The introduction. Our Father, who art in heaven. What does this mean? God would, by these words, tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father, and that we are his true children, so that we may, with all boldness and confidence, ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. Here ends our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 18. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord, our righteousness. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, neither shall the priests, the Levites, want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. This is our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading is from Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, chapter 13, reading from verse 11 through verse 14. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So far, our epistle reading. The gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, reading from verse 1 through verse 9. Please Christ. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught to you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Here ends our reading of the gospel. We join in confessing our common faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
text this morning is the gospel reading, Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. I'd like to read it again this morning from the New King James Translation. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey, and tie a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet," that's Zechariah, "saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly, and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the donkey and the colt and laid their clothes on them and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their garments on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.'" Please be seated. First Sunday of Advent. We think of the Advent season in the terms of three comings, of course. His first coming, his birth of his mother Mary, his second coming, when he comes again in return, and his continual coming as he comes to us now through his word and sacraments. But Advent is more than a season. An Advent is an historical occasion, usually a celebration. If you want to know something what Advent is like, open your scripture, look at 1 Kings chapter 1. As you get into the verses around 30, you'll find David arranging for the Advent of Solomon, his son, who is to take his place and be crowned as king. An Advent is a historical occasion, usually a celebration. Very often, it is the crowning of a king, or sometimes the visitation of a king to his people. There's no question that what we think of as the Palm Sunday reading is, in fact, an Advent. It's the king fulfilling the Old Testament prophecy and coming to his people. It is, in fact, the Messiah. A term which you may well remember Jesus, in his earthly ministry, avoided. He didn't want to be referred to as the Messiah. He called himself the Son of Man. And there's a reason for it. It's because the people had a good idea in their mind of what their Advent king was going to be. We get a clue on that from the feeding of the 5,000, where quite shortly Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force and make him king. And he departed again into the mountain by himself alone. He usually avoided the messianic connections with himself. But here he does not. He sets it up. He sets it up to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah. He's referred to as the Son of David. That's the term for the Messiah. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." A praise of the Messiah. "Hosanna in the highest." He accepts all of it. Doesn't reject it. In fact, Luke tells us that some of the Pharisees said, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. The Advent King has come. This is Sunday. The Advent King will be enthroned come Friday on a cross. He will be crowned with a crown of thorns. He will be acclaimed as king with the inscription that Pontius Pilate had written over his head. This is Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. There, our Advent King completes for us his perfect obedience to the will of the Father. There, on the cross, he suffers for us the eternal punishment for our sin. And next Sunday, Easter Sunday, our Advent King joined two men on the road to Emmaus. You may have wondered what happened to all these people who were accepting him as their Advent King. Well, they were confused and perplexed. He joined two men on the road to Emmaus without being recognized. And one of them, Clopas, answered his question, what are you guys talking about? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happened there in these days? And he said to them, What things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in word and deed before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he was going to redeem Israel. Besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. And Jesus had a thing to say to them about that. He said, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, that's the entire Old Testament, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, pointing out that he, our Advent King, did not come to save Israel from human enemies, but he came to save mankind from sin and the eternal death that it earns. His resurrection proclaims his victory over death and proclaims the promise of eternal life to those who without him are eternally lost. That calls for praise and acclamation. Hosanna! Did you know that Hosanna is a phrase, not a word, in Hebrew? It's translated in its primary text, translated in English this way, in Psalm 18, verse 25. Save now, I pray, O Lord. That sound right? Save now, I pray, O Lord. Is this an acclamation? Is this an exclamation of praise? Or is it a prayer and a request? Well, it depends on who you are and where you're at. Luther, they say, left his final words in a little note in a scrap in his pocket. It simply said, we are beggars. This is true. We are beggars. This is true. We are lost without him. seems to me perfectly fitting to say, to cry out, "Say, O Lord." Shortly, as we prepare to receive our Advent King who comes to us in his body and blood in the sacrament, we will sing together what's called the Sanctus with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. We will laud and magnify his glorious name. We will join the Palm Sunday crowd singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." 6 times in that hymn, we will join the Palm Sunday crowd singing, "Hosanna." Is that an exclamation? Or is it a request? Is it a joyful song of praise to our Advent King? Or a prayer to him who came to die for us? "Lord, save us." I think the answer is yes. There are more people than you know, or more than I knew, who understand Hosanna to be both prayer and praise. I don't know how many of you noticed in that sermon hymn we just sang, first Sunday in Advent. Did you check? Notice verse 4. "Hail, Hosanna, David's son. Help, Lord. Hear our supplication. Bring us blessing and salvation, that forever we may sing Hosanna to our King. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
pray for our community. Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast, which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. Peace to the Lord be with you always. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed into death for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink.
ministry. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sins. You can drink the blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith until life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen.
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 Can eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Can eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace.
Thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.